does.
It's Russell Peters. Yay! David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You're a barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02 Monday, September 13th. How you doing? You're live with us, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Pretty Mullick. We got Phone Guy Eddie. We got Nala.
We got Rossi.
We have. We got
He's
everyone.
Here. He's here. He's here today, guys.
I'm here.
Good to have you here, mate.
I'm always here.
You are always here, even though you burn. What's that saying? You
burn the candle on
both ends, and you still rock up, mate.
Well, you know, it was this morning. Pretty will empathise with this. I was doing the puppy training at 5:15 a.m. trying to make sure that the dog does a poo on the mat. It's very important.
Good morning. The word poo has been said in the first 60 seconds of the show. There you go, Rossi.
Thank you.
You get 7 points.
And let me tell you, Chris, it was a great success.
There it is. That's what you did this morning. Fantastic.
Yeah.
What did you do last night? I saw you on the RTA taxis.
Yeah. You know that the boat's down by the fountain there. 60 dirhams. You get to go and watch the fountains from an Abra, which is great.
It's very nice. I like that. What's the plans for today?
Plans for today? Just relaxing.
No way. I don't believe it. There won't be any relaxing. We know. We've got an intervention happening a little bit later on the show, Pretty and I, with you.
Yeah.
So get ready. It's coming.
I can't wait.
It's coming.
It's
coming, Rossi.
Thank you.
What would you want to tell your 18-year-old self in 3 words? We're talking about that. Plus, we've got a scenario game for the three of us.
Yes.
Which involves you guys.
Yeah.
And there is a gentleman doing some extraordinary running. He's pushing his body to the limits.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us on the show as well. We've got your pop quiz coming up. There's a lot going on, all right? So hang out with us. We hope you're good. Can we get our first caller of the morning, though? What do you think?
Let's get it going.
What do you think? Do you think they're going to call?
Listen, you really love us, right? Please tell us that you love us. 04-871-5544. Just let us know what you're up to, why you're up at this time. We just want to say hi.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing up? Come on. Be our first caller of the morning. 04-871-5544. That's our phone in the studio. 04-871-5544.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Well, we got to say good morning to Helen right now. Hi, Helen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to my first job.
Your first job.
Now, hold on. I took the excitement away from you then. You were just about to, like, I think you were happy. You were happy, right?
Yeah, because yesterday also I am trying to call, but I couldn't get the phone.
Aww.
Well, I'm glad that we got you through. Now, you work 2 jobs, is that right?
Huh?
You working 2 jobs?
Yes.
So what's the first job?
My first job is I'm working as a delivery, and my second job is also I'm working as a sales.
As a?
Sales. She works in sales.
Wow.
So you're doing this to get extra cash, right? To bring more money into the household?
Definitely.
Look at this. Give Helen a round of applause.
So that good. Hard working.
Not easy to do. All right. So you're a delivery driver for the first part. Well, can I ask the company that you're delivering for?
Amazon.
Well
Amazing.
Done.
Yeah.
You're fantastic. We I don't know about you. I have an Amazon delivery package coming to my house every day. Every day. And you guys are so on time. You're so reliable. When I press that button, it rocks up. I get the phone call a minute before to say, hey, I'm at the door.
Yeah.
So thank you to all delivery drivers across the UAE. Just no matter who you work for, thank you for doing what you do. You get this city moving. And big shout out to the Amazon team as well. I think you're fantastic. So, Helen, you do that. And then what are you doing sales for?
Selling for nightgowns.
Nightgowns.
Gowns, Grace, yeah.
Good
wow.
on you.
Good Get on that you. Hustling, girl.
Are you single? Are you a mom? Are you what's going
no,
on?
I am a mom. I have one son.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single. I'm married.
You're married, which is great.
Today, yeah, today I called to say one thing. Please give me a chance to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this one. I'm from Ethiopia, so I will say this one in my language, and then I will translate it what I say.
Well, why don't you tell us in English first?
Tell us in English first, then go into your language.
So, ለመላው የኢትዮጵያ ህዝብ እንኳን ለአዲስ
I'm stopping it because I don't know what you're saying. So I need to know in English before because we're live on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man, you could be going, Rossi's the biggest stupid human, and that would be all right. Like, I'd let that through.
Yeah. But even I don't know. I would. I'd be happy with that.
what are you saying in English?
In English, I'm saying that I'm wishing to all Ethiopians the Happy New Year. Because on September 11th, it was our New Year.
Well, September 11th is your New Year, is it? Okay. Now, what do you speak? What's the native language in Ethiopia?
The Amharic.
Amhari.
Amharic.
Yes. All right, can you... Okay, now say it in Ethiopian. Say it in Amhari.
ለመላው የኢትዮጵያ ህዝብ እንኳን አደረሳችሁ አዲሱ አመት የሰላም የጤና የፍቅር የመተሳሰብ ይሁንልን አሜን.
That is beautiful. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the Ethiopian community here in the UAE. Eddie, do you understand any of that, mate? Do you get any of that?
Do you speak Amharic?
No, I don't speak Amharic. No. But all I know in Amharic is Dananish.
What does that mean?
I'm fine.
Oh, cutie.
Well, what a great way to kick off the Monday morning.
Oh, my God, guys. Thank you very much. I love you guys, really. I live in Abu Dhabi. I listen to your program every time. I love you, Rossi. Love you, Chris. Pretty. Thank you, guys. You make my day every time.
It's my wife. I always sing it as it's my wife for some reason.
Oh, are you excited for the big day when you eventually do ask Brianna to marry you?
No, he did that already.
I've already asked her to marry me. We're just waiting for Australia to open up so I can marry her.
Hey, Rossi, did you hear the news?
No.
Chris got engaged.
Yeah.
And do you know who helped him propose? It's insane. You won't believe it. Will Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know where they did it?
Rossi hated the fact that I had Will Smith help me propose to Brianna. I know deep down inside he's like, gosh, I could never do better than that.
It's not about having Will Smith there, is it? I mean, it was amazing. It was. I was a little bit jealous. It was like an unbelievable proposal, wasn't it?
He was so jealous. Afterwards, he said to me, gosh, why did you have to do that for?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I said, why? What's wrong with that? Oh, look what you just did. You heard it for all of us, man. Liz's proposal that I did. Where did you propose to Liz again?
What's it called now? In Ras Al Khaimah. It was called the Banyan Tree.
It's closed down now.
No, it's renamed as... they've rebadged it, you fool. They've called
it... Isn't it a Four Seasons now?
No, isn't it like a...
Ritz-Carlton.
Ritz-Carlton, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, so that, you know, not as good as yours, but it's all right.
He asked me to go down there. He wanted me to play Will Smith's role.
Yeah. We'll see who lasts the longest.
Oh, it's on. My marriage will last longer than your one, I think.
Do you reckon?
Because I've already had one.
He's got 7 years on you.
Which means he's like a bigger chance of ending sooner than mine. I haven't even started my one yet.
It's getting stronger than ever at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good.
Not what she was talking to me about last night, actually.
Was she? She messaging you again.
Yeah, and her sister. It's crazy. It's true.
That's actually a very true story.
I got a message this morning from your sister-in-law.
You didn't.
Look, it's already 6:17. No, I'm not, I don't want to play it because it's personal stuff.
what is it?
I like the Burrell. The Burrell family and the Ashley family. Fantastic.
What's better, Ashley or Burrell?
Ashley.
Yeah, they are.
Big Bad Bob's not listening to your dad right now, is he?
No.
Because if he is, it's the Burrell family always. listen, Tesha, Jason Derulo, music-wise, coming up. Plus, the VMAs, have they just gone on?
They are on right now. I have all the big winners, the performances, the most amount of performances ever at this VMAs.
Is this happening live?
Yes, it is happening live.
Live audience?
With a live audience in New York City at the Barclays Center.
Is this Doja Cat hosting?
Doja Cat is hosting. I have a little bit of her hosting duties as well, okay. So we're going to hear it all.
All right, we'll get the full update next with Pretty Malik. Hang out with us.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty Malik?
We have to say a big congratulations to our girl, Britney Spears. Not only is she getting free, but she's getting married as well. Her and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, officially engaged. Sam's talent manager confirmed the news in a statement to CNN, saying the couple made their long-standing relationship official today and are deeply touched by the support, dedication, and love expressed to them. Yay, Brittany, show the ring on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram it. Looks like a nice big ring.
Yeah, they were together for, they've been together for nearly 5 years. They met on the set of her music video for Slumber Party. He was starring in it.
See, don't remember the other day you were saying he was spotted doing something? I said, rings. He's definitely getting married. They're definitely, he's going to pop the question. This is what they've been waiting for.
So there it is.
Are we reverting back to old Britney Spears, though, where her parents have not got control over anything? Is she going to make a lot of mistakes now?
What do you mean?
Like,
this is what she's been fighting for, to be free.
Yeah, no, but she got married twice, right? And divorced. So
I don't know, but imagine this guy marries her, then just takes all the money, and he was like, my plan worked.
Don't say that. We want Brittany to be happy.
We want Brittany to be happy. She looks happy right now. Hopefully that remains. Okay, what else you got for us?
Let's go to New York City, where the MTV VMAs are happening. It's a very, very different VMAs from what we saw last year, you know, mid-pandemic. So we got a live audience in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And they're celebrating 40 years of MTV. Justin Bieber goes into the ceremony leading with the nominations. He's got 7. This is pretty cool for Doja Cat. She's actually hosting the VMAs. Here's a little bit of her on stage, Doja Cat.
Listen, if you like famous people, keep watching. This is the 40th birthday of MTV. So for the 40th year, you get to see more famous people.
That's right, Doja.
I like Doja Cat. Again, I like her only because I saw her in this TV show called Dave.
Oh, I still need to watch
it. You got to watch Dave, this TV show. It's about a rapper who's coming up, who becomes famous, sort of like Entourage. Doja Cat plays herself. Once I saw her in that episode, I was like, oh man, I like Doja Cat.
Well, she was pulling a double shift at the VMAs because not only is she hosting, but she performed as well. Sounds so good.
Yeah, cool.
Now, Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi actually kicked off the whole show with their single Stay. Now, Justin Bieber won one of the most coveted awards of the night, and that is Artist of the Year. Oh. He got on stage and, of course, thanked his wife, Hailey.
So cool. Congrats, Justin.
Music is such an amazing opportunity and an amazing outlet to be able to reach people and to be able to bring us all together. And that's why we're here right now, right? And I see my beautiful wife, and I just want to say I love you so much, Travis Scott. Man, you inspire me so much. Thank you for being you. Connor, we're going to get him next time, my boy. Let's go.
That's Connor McGregor.
Thank you, guys.
Was he there?
He presented the award to Justin Bieber.
That's so cool. Yeah. Connor McGregor and Justin Bieber become somewhat friends. They're hanging out at the Beverly Hills Hotel there. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's the VMA.
Thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We have Nala in the studio right now. Good morning.
Yay, good morning.
Nala, how are you doing? Cute.
I am great.
Why?
I am happy.
Yep.
Yesterday was a day to remember. I was crying. My parents were looking at me like, what on earth?
You're so cute.
But you were crying because there were some crashes in the F1. That is horrible.
That shocked me.
That is horrible that you're crying after someone's crash?
No, I was crying after the speech he did. So Daniel Ricciardo, if you did not know, won yesterday.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Here we go. Now, let me explain what's going on here. If you've just landed on planet Earth.
Welcome. You have a
23-year-old... 24-year-old female here who is obsessed with F1.
Yes.
Now, the reason why... Not saying that women aren't obsessed with F1 and younger women especially. That there are. But there's been an influx of women who are now into the F1 because of a sort of reality documentary / TV show that the F1 did with Netflix. Yes.
Well, no, I don't think just women. I think generally a lot of new people are discovering the sport.
Right.
But women that had absolutely no interest in F1 have now gained this interest, like you two. Pretty and Nala spend every day talking about the F1. I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
Every morning they're talking about the F1 as you would talk about your favorite show on TV, as you would talk about whatever, a singer, an artist that you're into.
Yeah.
F1 has gone, and Rossi and I sometimes look at each other and go like, wow, this is amazing. Like, it's fantastic.
It's great for the sport.
I love this. Yeah, it's really taken the sport to another level. Now, Yasmin, you're a fan of the F1?
I have also become since Netflix.
Yeah.
So you've watched this show, and now you've become the F1 fan.
And I know each and every driver.
Yeah. Same. It's honestly, we're not just saying it just because it is one of the most well-made docuseries on television at the moment. I really recommend everyone watch Formula One Drive to Survive. It's incredible.
It's so good. They introduce you to the sport as if you don't know anything. Yeah. So it takes you step by step, so you understand everything.
I might watch it then. Yeah, I did try, but I haven't.
Well, you couldn't get into it? So who are you following, Yasmin?
I love Daniel.
Yeah.
The bad guys are Max and Lewis. Yeah. They're at it.
What do you mean they're bad guys?
Yeah, when it's like they are. They're a bit of the bad boys. Well, I don't know about Lewis, but yeah, Max definitely. Are. You know.
See, I love this. I love that you guys are talking about the F1. I think this is fabulous.
It's like a new boy band.
Yeah, they're the bad guys. Shaquille, you also a fan of what's going on here, Shaquille?
Yeah, I'm also a big fan, and actually yesterday's race was very exciting.
It was.
Very nice to see new guys on the podium, and it makes the sport a bit more exciting and interesting.
Yeah, so cool. Nash, massive fan. The crash was terrible, you're saying, so. Nash?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was really unexpected, you know. I was really hoping to see Lewis on the podium. Yeah.
So, Nala, tell us your excitement. Daniel Ricciardo is like your new idol, new crush.
He's my new crush.
You've got the McLaren hat on right now.
He's drives. On my screen.
He drives from a McLaren.
Yes.
He's on your phone saving screen. Yes. I wish. How was it?
It was, honestly, I felt nauseous and nervous the entire time watching that race because he started. He was on such a good position in the beginning. Yeah. And then he was first place the entire time. So I was so nervous because Max and him were like head to head.
Yeah.
But then Max kind of got delayed in the pit stop, which made a good opportunity for Daniel. So it was very emotional for me because he hasn't won a pole in 3 years.
It's a shame that he only wins when there's a crash, you know?
But he was first place anyway, so it wasn't really that.
Don't take it away from Daniel.
Now, we caught up.
If you don't understand, I wish
I knew you. I wish I knew you, Nala, when I went and had a shave with Daniel Ricciardo.
I know.
Him and I in barber's chairs together for a good hour just having a shave, and then I caught up with him in this smaller room, just sort of him and I. Can I just tell you, Daniel Ricciardo, absolute legend, walked in on his own, no entourage, just a great Aussie guy.
Oh, nice. And, he seems like a nice guy. Yeah. So,
actually, a little bit of our chat. This is from about 2 years ago, just pre the pandemic here. Mm-hmm. Daniel Ricciardo, take a listen now. Just relax here, Nala.
I haven't heard this.
Okay.
When you're not racing, what are you doing? What does Daniel Ricciardo like to do?
I love music. I don't play any music, unfortunately, but I love to see live music, so try and see some bands perform. It's, for me, a good escape. And also, I love bikes, so like mountain biking or dirt bike riding. When I'm back home in Oz, I'll go on the farm and just be a boy. I like being a boy.
Do you listen to music whilst you're driving? Is that when you're in that mode? Because you're really, it's more of a mental game as it is a physical game when you're racing. Are you allowed to have music on?
No, unfortunately not. So we got like the engineers constantly talking to us, giving us information.
Do you ever just tell them to stop? Like,
yeah. Oh, plenty of times.
Because I know sometimes if I'm doing TV stuff, I'll have those guys in my voice and in my ear and I can't concentrate. I'll end up saying, go away, mate.
Yeah.
Is that what you have to do sometimes?
Yeah, they can... When they state the obvious, it's kind of, and you're like, you're obviously under full exertion.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, you're tired. And then they might say something obvious. It's like, I know, like, just let me concentrate.
If you were to be a rock star or a hip hop star or an EDM DJ, if you had to choose which one you'd want to be, Daniel Ricciardo, if you're not doing the F1 racing, what would you do?
Oh, man. I love it all.
Yeah.
I love it all. I grew up listening more to like punk rock.
Sure.
So that was like my childhood.
Okay.
But as I get older now, I guess because you go out clubs and this and that, it's more hip hop, EDM kind of bass. So, I mean, I've seen some big DJs perform and I'm just like, man, that looks like a cool lifestyle. So
pretty cool, huh?
But all of it would be good. I'd love to play an instrument. So probably, yeah, being a band.
How do you stay so grounded? Everyone that I speak to, especially back home in Australia, they're always just like, Oh, I love him. He's such a good guy.
Good looking.
Yeah. Yes. No, that was never mentioned. But we can edit that in. He's good looking. No, but seriously, everyone, they haven't even met you, but just obviously from your persona and what they see, because, you know, you've got money, bro. This guy's got money. And usually when that happens, people change. But for you, I feel like you haven't. You're just grounded.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely upbringing. Like, I think it's, you know, obviously whatever my parents did, they taught me well. I just remember being happy as a kid and being active and talking with friends. And I think because I've still got those close friends I grew up with, that's probably part of the reason why I haven't really changed is they would probably kick my ass.
I get you.
It's probably a combination of all things.
Very cool. It's an honor to have you back here in the UAE. Daniel Ricciardo, everyone, put your hands together for the legend.
There he was. Such a guy. Aww. Such a nice guy.
Oh, my God. And I just wish you interview him again.
I know, right? But on this show, honestly, you will fall in love with him even more.
Yeah?
Even more. What a nice guy.
I might watch. It's on Netflix, this show. Yes. What's it called?
Formula One Drive to Survive.
All right. There we go. There we go. Guys, take a deep breath, Nyla. There you go.
Won. I my adrenaline has been going up.
All right. Thank you.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Oh, Sheza, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your Monday going?
Really well. I've been listening into this show, and I'm like, you know what? I know all the answers. I'm just going to call in one day and get them all right and win.
Oh, the confidence. I love it.
She said it. She said she knows all the answers, guys. 10,000 dirhams. Maybe today's your day, Sheza. Maybe you win all the cash.
Maybe.
What are you up to? What are you doing right now?
I'm just dropping the kids to school, every time I answer all the questions, my kids are like, Mommy, why don't you call? You know all the answers.
Fair enough. And now you've done it, and now we're on. So we've got 60 seconds on the clock. I got 10 questions. If you get them all right, that's when you win the 10K. Otherwise, 100 dirhams for every question that you get right, okay?
Okay, sure. Let's go.
We all good?
She's so ready. I love it. Come on, girl.
All right, here we go. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Fingers crossed.
60 seconds on the clock. What was that?
Okay. That's my son in the back.
Are they ready? Oh, he's saying, are you? He's
we're ready.
All right. What's his name?
His name is Zane.
His name's Bane.
Zane.
Zane. Oh, I love that name. Okay. You're losing it, Mum. Okay, are we good? I want you to be comfortable.
We're good.
Silence in the car, please.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. The Winter Soldier and Civil War are movie installments from which superhero?
Pass.
What country was the singer Sia born in?
Pass.
What year did the rapper Tupac die, 1996 or 2000?
96.
What singer has an album called Doo-Wops and Hooligans?
Pass.
What rapper features on Alicia Keys' song Empire State of Mind?
Jay-Z.
What was Justin Timberlake's first solo album called, Justified or Justice?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Havana and Don't Let Go?
Pass.
What female featured on Eminem's songs Love the Way You Lie?
Rihanna.
Who sings the songs Bodak Yellow and Finesse?
Cardi B.
What media franchise produced the 2021 movie Shang-Chi?
Pass.
Okay, what Justin Timberlake's first solo album, Justified or Justice?
Justified.
Who sings the songs Havana and Don't Go Yet?
Pass.
Time's up. Well, 500 dirhams cash is all yours. It always is a lot harder once you're on.
Yeah.
I know.
It is harder. That's what I always say.
Well, I tried my best.
You did well, though. It's not bad. 500 dirhams cash. Rack Bank handing that over to you. Captain America is the superhero. Winter Soldier in Civil War. Sia was born in Australia. Bruno Mars has the album Doo-Wops and Hooligans. Camila Cabello. All right, sings Havana. Havana, na, na, na. You knew that one.
Oh, my God. You know, I thought you were saying Savannah. I was like,
yes,
what is Savannah?
Blame Chris. Blame me.
It's always Chris's fault.
What media franchise produced the 2021 movie Shang-Chi? I watched that over the weekend. It's a great movie. It's Marvel.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Say hello to Zane and the Fam Bam. The pop quiz returns tomorrow, 7:10. Yes,
exactly.
Exclusively on the Chris Fade Show.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what have you got for us?
So much to get to. Number one, got to congratulate Britney Spears, officially engaged to her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. You can see the ring on our website right now at virginradiodubai.com. They've been together for 5 years, and it looks like they're taking that next step. Well done to Britney Spears. Now let's move to New York City, where the MTV VMAs are happening. And before people could even enter the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, there was already a fight on the red carpet.
Oh my gosh.
And that involved Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly. What? They had to be separated by security after getting into an altercation on the VMA's red carpet. Now, one source says Conor threw a drink at Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know if I believe that, because I feel like Conor wouldn't really instigate something like that on a VMA red carpet. He continued to walk down the carpet after they were separated, and this is what Conor told Entertainment Tonight.
I just showed up and I don't even know the guy, to be honest with you.
Just rumors.
Nothing happened with me. I only fight real fighters, people that actually fight, you know what I mean? I certainly don't fight little vanilla-eyed boy rappers. You know, I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about him, except that he's with Megan Fox.
I don't fight little vanilla guys.
I only fight boy rappers. Yeah, I only fight fighters, not vanilla boy rappers. Yeah,
interesting. Okay. All right.
Maybe like Machine Gun Kelly is trying to stir something up there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's publicity. Weird because Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were watching his UFC fight in Las Vegas like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, weird.
Like they were there cheering him on. I don't know. And let's talk about the actual awards right now. And let's talk about Olivia Rodrigo. She won Best New Artist and picked up two awards for her song Driver's License. She got Push Performance of the Year and Song of the Year. I mean, this was a huge song, right?
Yeah, this is such a great song. So it got Song of the Year, did it?
Yeah, it did. And this is Olivia accepting the award.
Dedicate this award to all of the other girls who write songs on their bedroom floor.
Just like me.
A lot of people who will try to dim your light, but speaking your mind and sharing your heart are the most beautiful things in the world, and here's to that. Thank you again.
Aww.
Good honor. There'll be a lot of young girls that are listening to this show right now. Mm. Get your pen out, get your pad out, and write music. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get like your mind free, and at the same time, you never know, you could create a masterpiece like this.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's just like you. She was driving to school, you know, with her in the back of a car going to school, and she used to write music. So you could be a Olivia Rodrigo if you wanted one day.
Mm-hmm. She also performed at the VMAs. She performed "Good for You."
You want to see it all? Go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram and check out our stories. All the winners and losers are there. Whoa. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
If you could go back to your 18-year-old self and tell yourself three words to live by, or three words that would give your future self advice, what would those three words be? That's what I want to ask you right now. Someone challenged me to this question a few days ago, and it really got me thinking. So I want to challenge it to you right now. If you're your 18-year-old self, I want you to picture yourself at 18. Some of you may be not far away from that right now, but some of you may be all the way away from it. At the age of 18, what do you wish you sort of knew? What were those three words that you'd want to tell yourself? You get a split second. You get 10 seconds. With your 18-year-old self, you want to go back and just tell them these three words. What are those three words? What? Call me. Let's go. 04-871-5544. Pretty Malik, three words to your 18-year-old self.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Because at 18, I think I was a point where self-esteem not good.
Yeah.
I was fixated on my career and I knew where I wanted to be.
Sure.
But I was really stressed about, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? I was just starting college. Didn't have a lot of friends when I started college. Wasn't exactly sure where I was going. I just knew I wanted to be in broadcast. That's the only thing I knew.
You'll be okay.
So that's what I would tell my 18-year-old self.
I like that. I think that's a good one. Rossi?
Call your grandparents.
Yeah.
Because like at 18, I was just going out and I was enjoying myself a lot. And I feel like I missed a lot of time with my grandparents during that time, 18. And I wished I'd called them because used to make a lot of effort.
I feel you.
Sending me letters every week, handwritten letters.
Yep.
And I used to just, not even sometimes look at them. And I was a bit guilty about that. So that would be mine.
Are they gone now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel you. That's the same with me and my grandparents. I feel like I didn't give them enough time, especially later in their lives, because you're busy. We were young. We were going out. We were doing our thing.
And you don't realize how much they mean to your parents as well,
So. Yeah. Mm. Chris, your three words to your 18-year-old self?
You're worth it.
Ooh, that's a great one.
You are worth it. I think as an 18-year-old, and it's not about just telling it to my 18-year-old self. I think it would be telling it to my 25-year-old self, my 30-year-old self, my 35-year-old self. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you put yourself down and you don't think you're good enough for something. Mm. And there's people around you, be it at work or in relationships, that make you feel like you're not adequate enough to be able to do what you want to do. Mm. So you want to let I want to let myself know that you're worth it. Whatever you want to do, man, you go and do it.
Yeah.
And believe me, you'll do it well. I just feel like self-confidence, again, like you were saying, was something that a lot of us lack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we go into things thinking that we're not going to be good at it. I want to tell myself, you know what, Chris? You are worth it, bro. You get in there, you smash it.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really important. All right, your three words. Look at all these calls coming in. Maren, what would be your three words to your 18-year-old self?
I would say life is too short, so enjoy it. Like back in the days.
Hold on. There's like 17 words there.
Three words.
Life's too short.
So you're saying that your life is too short to go out and enjoy?
Go ahead and enjoy it. Every minute, as if it's your last day.
Okay. Yep. I like that good advice.
I agree. I agree, Maren. I agree with that. Usher, your three words to your 18-year-old self.
Just say no.
Good one.
You've been saying yes all your life to everyone, trying to please them all. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, and I think, we do it in every walk of life.
Yep. Yeah.
It just, work, friends. Sometimes you don't want to go out, and it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's so true, Asha. It's so true.
It's good for you, Chris.
It's so true. Robert, your three words to your 18-year-old self.
Study harder, Robert.
Study harder, Robert. Why? Mm. Why?
Well, I think just at 18, I didn't really see the... I wanted to join the army at 18, and that's what I did. I don't regret joining the military. But I think later in life, I'm almost 40 now, and you kind of look back and say, I wish I had have just studied a little bit harder to give myself some options later in life.
Okay.
I get you, man.
Good advice.
I get you. No, I get you, man. I totally get that one. Nutty, your three words to your 18-year-old self, what are they?
Buy Amazon Apple.
Buy Amazon Apple. Get in
You'll
there
be
early.
Set for life, man.
Yeah, it's true.
You'll be really set for
True, I get it. Mm. Miriam, three words to your 18-year-old self, Miriam.
Live in the moment.
I'll give you the four words. That's fine. Live in the moment.
Okay.
Live for now. Stop worrying about tomorrow. What's going on? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you doing it now, Miriam?
Trying, so.
I'm trying. It's hard, though, isn't it?
It is, but getting there.
Yeah, the mind loves to wander. That's what it does. The mind loves to sit in our own head
and
starts to predict things that are going to happen 4 years from now and how unsuccessful you're going to be and how this is going to happen and all that. Your mind loves to do it. You got to try to bring it back, right? It's hard, Miriam, but we're trying.
Very true, Chris. Very true. We have to try it every day, every minute. Just live in the moment. Don't think about yesterday and don't think about tomorrow.
Well done. Camille. Your three words to your 18-year-old self, Camille.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, my bro. What do you want to tell yourself?
Three words is just relax, Camille.
Just relax. Yeah, too stressed sometimes, huh? We take everything too seriously.
Yeah, we try. You try and solve the world's problems when you're 18, and it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So just relax.
I hear you, mate. I think we got to tell that last one here. Well, can I just say, so many of you are calling, and I love seeing them. I know, Belinda says everybody makes a mess. That's sort of the three words there. Chris, what's your three words?
You've got this.
You've got this.
Yes.
You've got it, right, Chris? You've got it.
I have.
Why did you need to tell that to yourself? Why?
Well, I joined the army at 17.
Look at you, got two callers joining the army. I love this, yeah?
And yeah, being a woman in the military is not easy.
Mm.
So it was a case of saying, you've got this. Then I left and did a master's and personal struggles in there. I got a divorce and remarried. I've got twins. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
You've got this. Just, yeah.
I like that. Go to your 18-year-old self and say, no matter what's going to be thrown at you, you've got this. It's the scenario game. So this is going to work in the way of there's going to be a scenario presented.
Yes.
And then the guys who are on hold right now are going to have to decide which member of the Chris Fade Show they would use
to help or
save
aid
the day.
What it doesn't even have to be that. Whatever the situation is, who would be the best person to go with it? 04-871-5544.
All right, we got, is it Alia? Alia?
Yeah. Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Alia?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I can't complain. We're here. We're doing it. So we're going to play this scenario game with you. Are you ready to make the decision?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is gonna be interesting. All right, so Nala's in the studio right now to present the first scenario here. This is gonna be interesting. All right, over to you, Nala. Let's hear it.
Okay, so if you're robbing a bank
and
you need one Chris Fade Show member to be your getaway driver, who would you choose?
So we're robbing a bank, are we? This is an illegal thing that we're already doing.
It's a fake scenario.
And Alia needs to work out who she wants to be the getaway driver.
The
driving.
Yeah,
and okay. The reasons why.
Okay, so what's going on, Alia? You've got to choose between Pretty, Rossi, or myself to be your getaway driver in this robbery. Who are you picking in this scenario?
I think I would go with Rossi, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh. Why is that?
To be the getaway driver.
No, I agree with that.
He'll drive us straight to the cops.
No, Alia, why? Why would you pick Rossi?
I think that he would be bold and he would actually, like, help out in this scenario. And he would be very, very helpful.
I don't know about helpful, but he would be fast and reckless. And he would get you out of the situation.
Exactly. Yes.
No. I believe we would run out of the bank, would get in the car, and he'd be like, oh, sorry, guys, I forgot to get petrol.
Hold on.
And then we'd just be there stranded. The cops would rock up. We'd all be arrested and we're gone.
If it was up to you, we'd be getting lost.
Hey?
Yeah.
We'd getting lost. You'd go the wrong way.
I would have hired a driver.
No, you have to pick one of the three of us. That's the thing.
All right, Alia, there it is. Okay, Rossi.
Yes.
Rossi gets it. You would want Rossi to drive us in this getaway.
Because he's reckless and he's fast. If I'm driving,
exactly.
I would be waiting. I would follow all the rules and we'd get caught.
Guys, just to talk about the driving here, both of you have had situations where you've had an accident in your car. I haven't.
You get a fine every day.
Touch wood.
I haven't had an accident.
Oh, he's just jinxed himself. Dunya, hi.
Hi.
All right, Dunya, welcome to the scenario game. We're up to scenario number two right here.
Okay, if you're trying, Dunya, if you're trying to impress someone, okay, who would you pick to be your wing man or wing woman?
So you're trying to pick up someone at a place you're interested in them. Which one of us, is it Pretty, is it Rossi, is it me, who you want to have by your side to help the situation?
Yep.
Okay, all right, let's go. Dunya, who are you going for?
Chris.
Yeah. Chris. I'd say yes to that too, Dunya. But why do you think Chris would be a good choice?
Because he's very outgoing, and I'm not saying the other one are not, but he's very outgoing and he's talkative.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Good choice.
I am going to talk.
I know, but you wouldn't get a look in, though. That's the problem. He'd want the attention.
No. He'd beat you up.
Attention. Yeah, he got the attention. I think it'd be a great choice.
No, I'm all right. I'm a good wingman.
Yeah, he is.
Are you serious? Do you know how many people I've hooked up? I'll just go straight out and make sure it happens.
For starters, you don't go out.
Yeah, no, but when I do go out, I'm telling you, I'll hook
things
it up.
Things happen.
I see it all the time.
Mind you, you did get the crazy Russian boss married off.
See?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
There's many people.
Yeah.
Thanks for trusting me, Dunya. I appreciate it. Akash is with us. Akash, hi.
Hi, good.
All right, welcome to the scenario game. You're going to be given a scenario. You have to decide who do you want in that. Is it Pretty, Rossi, or myself? Let's get back into it. The next scenario.
So, Akash, if you're participating in MasterChef, and which KFS member would you not want to be your sous chef?
Not want to be.
So that you're assistant chef in this TV show where you're cooking.
Yeah,
so
you don't want them.
All right, who don't you want to be your assistant chef?
I think I would go for Big Rossi.
You don't want me to be your sous chef.
I say that's correct.
Why? Can I ask why?
I think because Rossi would end up eating half of it.
It's so true. It's yeah. So I'm just tasting it.
Well, yeah, you're probably right there, actually.
Probably be nothing there.
I'll be honest with you.
So true. Joanne, hi. Welcome to the show. You there, Jo?
Hello. Hi, this is Joanne.
I know it is. Welcome to the show, Joanne. All right, here we go. The scenario that you got to choose from, here we go.
So, Joanne, you've been caught stealing a candy bar from a store.
Mm.
Which KFS member would you choose to be your lawyer to bail you out?
Lawyer?
Who's going to be your lawyer to get you out? You were stealing candy, Joanne. Is it Pretty Rossi or myself?
I think Crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, Joanne? Why?
Trust me.
Well, I think he can be able to lie.
Yeah, yeah, I can lie.
Are you a good liar?
Yeah, I can lie. I can get you out. I'll get you out no matter what. I will break the rules to get you out of jail, Joanne. Yeah.
Can I talk to the manager?
Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Thank you for trusting me, Joanne. Thank you. Lovely. Last one of the scenario. Muhammad, welcome to the show.
Hi, morning, guys.
All right. How you doing, Muhammad?
Everything's fine. Your vibes all over the place here.
I hope good vibes.
All right, here we go. Good vibes always. Let's hear the final scenario.
Okay. So, Muhammad, you're backpacking around the world. Which KFS member would you choose? Who do you think will be the least annoying on the trip? So, the least annoying on a backpack around the world.
The least annoying. Yeah. Not the most annoying. You want the least annoying.
Least annoying. Yeah.
So, who's the person that you would want to go backpacking with, basically? Is it Pretty? Is it Rossi? Or is it me?
Pretty.
Yeah. I think that's a good decision. I think that is the right decision. She will be the best because she'll just go with the flow. Yeah, she'll organize everything. Is that why you're thinking as well, Muhammad?
Absolutely, yeah. She's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Muhammad.
Just want to check. You think she's annoying or she's not annoying?
No, she's not.
No, she's not. She's not at all.
Why wouldn't you want to go with Rossi?
No, Rossi will be like, it will be the most annoying trip.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
This is you, man.
And, why am I annoying?
And Muhammad, you and Rossi would appear on that TV show called Locked Up Abroad.
Yes! Banged Up Brits.
What are you saying no to me for, Pretty?
We're saying no for.
She's creeping. Pretty's going no. I'm looking at her going, what?
What's up?
I thought it was something else.
Yeah, I know you did.
What? Are you okay?
Who's the pilot of the show?
Pretty.
Who do you trust to bring this show up and down every... Guys, it's 8:36. Everyone, just casually sit wherever you are. I'm just going to glide us through as we come into our descent over the next hour.
So can I go back to my coffee?
Go have your little coffee in the corner. Pretty's having a coffee.
Can I ask you a question, Pretty? It's a bit of an odd one.
I've just sent her to the corner to have her coffee. Now you want to ask her a question.
Come back.
Yes.
Like, when you're away from your new dog, do you miss the smell of it?
What?
Do you miss the smell of your dog?
What are you
dog?
Talking about now?
What a weird question.
I just wanted to ask because
Nah, my dog stinks.
My dog absolutely stinks, but I keep smelling him and I'm like missing him.
Save me, Rossi, because Nala has just been telling Pretty the most boring story whilst that song played.
Mean.
Save me now, Rossi.
But do you have any idea what it was about? Because I sort of just
I just heard about high heels and her sister. What? I'm not even turning Nala's mic on right now.
You didn't hear it, so don't judge.
Yeah, Pretty, was it an entertaining story?
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, you were laughing.
Please tell me, Rossi, this is your show now.
Yeah.
You've asked me just to hold out 4 minutes of the show because you have something that you need to talk about.
Oh, I just need help. This birthday situation that's coming up.
Whose birthday?
Mine. 40th birthday. But
Rossi's turning 40, everyone. I know he looks 50, but it's only 40.
Chris, you need to stop saying that.
It's true. You know my mum, Gilda?
Yeah.
Rossi not turning 40. He looks a lot older.
Really?
I go, no. Yeah, he's turning 40. No, he cannot be turning 40. Are you sure? I said, Mum, he's turning 40. Oh my gosh, he looks older.
Have you ever seen my date of birth?
No.
Exactly.
are you faking the 40?
It's my actor's age.
You know, a lot of people fake their birthdays.
Do they?
So many people fake their birthdays. I got a mate of mine now that's faked it by 5 years.
5 years?
5 years, yep.
It's a bit five much. Years.
5 years?
5 years.
What does
Up
he
or
do,
down?
This person?
He says he's 38, but he is 43.
Is he single?
Yep, he's single, yeah.
Does he look young?
No, he looks 45. like, you're looking bad as a 38-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said to him, you look good, like, you look good for 45. You don't look good for 38.
Right.
Like, why don't you just be 45?
Why do people do that?
I don't know. People, you know, you get, I don't know, is it self-conscious about your age or something?
How weird is this, though? Like, when I was born, you know, you get these little things on your arm. You did in the UK. It's got your name on there.
Yeah, we all get that when you're born.
It's a hospital bracelet.
Hospital bracelet.
It's not like a gift from
he just thought it came out. When he was born, he was like, look, I've got a birthmark and I've got this bracelet when I come out.
They
got
to identify the babies at the hospital.
Well, I know, yeah. Well, my name got changed about 5 times. I was going to be called Adam. I was going to be called Benjamin. I was going to be called Fraser. My name got changed.
Fraser,
right? Scottish names. My mum and dad kept going back and forward on their own.
I can see
change my name, like, without the other one knowing. And I've still got one when I was going to be called Adam. And it said on there, 1980 as my date of birth.
Wait, have you been lying about your age?
I don't know. I'm thinking to myself, maybe I was 40. Like,
can we call your dad and ask?
No.
What?
Why?
Because, like, I don't know.
Now I want to know.
He's probably relaxing.
And? So you can't answer the phone?
I wonder why it said 1980 on there.
Have you got his dad's number?
No.
Does anyone have his dad's number? Just give me your dad's number. Let me call Big Bad Bob.
Okay.
I'll
give you the number now. Hold on. It's only my landline, so everyone can find, you know my number. It's fine.
You're going to give out your landline number?
No, just dial it there. Just dial it there.
Give out your landline number. Everyone call Rossi.
No.
Everyone just call Rossi throughout the day. Hello?
054.
Can I prank your dad? Let me prank him.
What if he swears?
No, he won't. Wait. You could do something. What could you do?
We're doing this live on the radio.
He borrowed his bike, right? So he went down to Salt Cafe yesterday.
Okay. We've seen him damaging the property.
Your bike, and you were cycling on a cycle path that was not meant for bikes, and we're going to fine you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend to be an authority here, guys. I'll pretend to be authority of some sort.
Right? No.
I won't say the police because I never want to impersonate the police.
Or any one of us.
But I'll be some sort of Dubai, give me security.
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 Yeah. Kite Beach security.
Let it ring. Yeah. Okay. Put it through.
Come on. Put it on hold.
Just hang it up. Hang
on. Okay. Right. Okay. Here's the number.
Just give me the number.
Okay.
Here we go. This is fantastic live radio.
I can't believe we're doing this live.
844.
Okay.
Give me the number. You're the slowest person. Just give it to me.
I'm dialing it for you.
I don't want you to do anything. Just give me the...
It's dialing it. It's through the desk.
Okay, here we go.
Julie might answer. My nanny might answer.
Okay. Which, if no one answers, it's the worst bit.
Hello?
What an absolute fail if no one answers. Why doesn't anyone answer the house line?
I don't know. It's an emergency, obviously, you know. My leg's been chopped off. Don't worry.
They're all under the Burrell household.
Probably in the swimming pool.
And Musharraf Alavi Sahaudina.
It's a great show. This is a world class radio show.
One more.
Did you hear those guys on Virgin sitting up? They're going to do a prank. Then no one even answers.
Yeah. One more. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. This is security, Ahmed Al-Wawari. I was after Ross Burrell.
He's not in at the moment, he's at work.
We need him to come down to the station immediately regarding a bicycle being used illegally on the walking track of the beach.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll tell him. Sorry. Who's using the bicycle?
We are large man.
Yeah, large man. Yeah, I know. I know who that is. Yeah.
Who is this one? you are laughing. I am not sure.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I don't think he understands the rules of Dubai.
Who?
You're not allowed to use the bicycle on the track. On the track and the beach?
No, there is working, and then there is...
Oh, I see. Well, I will tell him. I will tell him not to go on the track, such on the beach.
You are such a bad actor, Mum. That's awful. You know exactly what's going on. Yeah, she knows exactly.
Did you know it was me, Mrs. Morrow?
She likes the limelight.
I know. I was just a bit like, I decided to come into the other room while I, because the air conditioning was making a noise.
You're not been sleeping in me bed, have you?
I put my duvet on top of your duvet because I've been all night with the dog crying.
You've been all night with the dog trying what?
The dog crying.
Oh, the dog's crying?
It's like, yeah.
Mrs. Burrow, what was Rossi really born in 1981?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Because we're just having a debate on the show here that, you know, like my name was you kept choosing my name a few different times. Adam, yeah. Benjamin, Fraser, you know.
Yeah, Dad wanted Benjamin. I wanted Adam. But your dad said it was like after Adamant.
Yeah, no one knows Adamant, Mum, so let's just move on from that.
Hold on. Your dad wanted to name you Adam after Adam Ant.
Who's Adam Ant?
Adam Ant was like, Adam, go Adam Ant! It was like a character. I remember Adam Ant.
He's a singer.
I thought he was naming you Adam after like the Bible or something, some like biblical reference. It was after Adam Ant.
This dude is Adam Ant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to be called Adam after Adamant. My mum was an Adamant fan.
Yeah, no, I wanted to call... your dad wanted to call you Fraser. Or Benjamin. But Benjamin Burrell?
Yeah, Benjamin Burrell.
Just doesn't go.
Benjamin Button. Okay, so we're just clearing one thing up here. On the Adam band that was on my wrist, it said 1980. So am I actually 40 already? Have you been lying about my age to me? Or have you kept me back a year in school because I wasn't that intelligent?
No, you were born in 1981.
Are you sure?
I was born in 79 and you were born in 81.
But why on that band around my wrist when I was a baby, Adam Burrell, did it say 1980 on it?
I don't think it did. Maybe the nurse was very busy and she got mixed up. But don't worry, there's only
one. Are you really my mum? Are you my mum?
Rossi!
There's only one, Ross. You know that. And you found that band a few years ago and thought we'd had another baby and hadn't told you.
Was I a twin?
No. Definitely not.
I hope not.
Definitely not.
Two of him.
Can I just tell you, technology is crazy.
Go on, Wav.
I didn't even know this. I didn't know it actually did this. So I got this new Samsung watch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I slept with it last night. Yeah. I wanted to sleep with it because it tracks your sleep.
Okay.
Now, what I didn't know what it did was it tracks your snoring.
Oh.
And it records it.
No, it does not.
So I snored for a minute last night.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
And I just pressed play and it's come up.
Let's hear it.
Oh. So he's snoring.
I mean, you're not that bad.
That's crazy.
That was at 11:38 last night. I just went to bed.
Wait, does that mean that it records... you sleeping the entire night?
No, like I think
no, just when it hears
when
noise.
It hears noises.
Yeah.
the watch just starts recording.
There's a mic on the watch? You think?
Or yeah, because you can talk on this
a bit
watch.
Dangerous. Oh wow! Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Imagine you talk in your sleep. I wonder if it'll record that.
Yeah, of course it will.
It will.
Yeah.
I didn't think I snored. 30 seconds. It only recorded... So in the whole time I slept for 5 hours, 38 minutes. I snored for 1 minute. I only had... Man, 5 hours, 18 minutes. No, sorry.
4 hours, 18 minutes was light sleeping. 48 minutes was REM. And the rest was I was awake.
Ooh.
This is not good.
That's not good.
48 minutes REM, so that's like deep
that's
sleep.
That's where you want to be, yeah. The REM is when your eyes move left and right when you're sleeping. You know that? When you close your eyes and they do that. That's
that
rapid eye movement. That's what REM stands for.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, rapid eye movement. That's where you want to be when you're sleeping. That's when your body's restoring itself, giving you the hormones that you need to recover.
So how much REM sleep do you need to be like good?
I think you need at least, I mean, I think 2 hours is optimal.
On average, you'll go through 3 to 5 REM. 25% of your
sleep should be REM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're sleeping for like
90
you know,
minutes... Yeah, that should be REM.
REM, yeah, between like minutes. An hour to 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
What
okay.
did you get?
An hour and 5 minutes of
REM. You just got in there. You so just got in.
I had 4 hours and 37 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's
you
not
had
bad.
4 hours sleep?
Yeah, that's what I have on average.
Four and a half to five.
For the whole night.
I mean, I had five
night,
last night.
Four and a half to five.
No, that's 4.5. You're sleeping or you're in bed for that long?
Oh, I don't know. It says my sleep was 4.5.
Hours, yeah, that's not enough. You need to get more sleep. But she has sleeps during the day sometimes, so she'll recover in the afternoon, which is still not good for you.
No, it's not good.
It's not good for you, Prit. But if anyone, I'm going to sell my snore as an NFT. So if anyone's interested in buying the snore, I'm going to put it up on the Bitcoin platform, cryptocurrency, NFT, wirely. Taking your bids now.
It's good because it can also like double as the sound of a pneumatic drill as well.
Here we go. We are hanging out with you. I love hearing men and women who just do remarkable things. Things they push their bodies to the limits. And on the show right now, we've got a gentleman by the name of Akbar who has just done something. Oh, honestly, I don't even know how. Akbar, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing amazing, mate. How are you feeling right now?
My toes are still a bit numb, but otherwise I'm feeling great.
Can you tell everyone what you have just accomplished?
So about 10 days ago, I was in France, and I went for a little run. It's a race called the UTMB. It's done in the mountains near Chamonix. And it's an ultra marathon, so you're running for a fairly long time. It's a pretty big race. People who are into this sport, it's a pretty big deal. So essentially what you're doing is you're running 172 kilometers, climbing 10,000 meters in elevation, and trying to complete that in 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah, 172 kilometers in like about 45 days at elevation. 45 hours, not days. I couldn't do it in 45 days myself. In 45 hours, elevations of 10,000 meters. It's an ultra marathon. You guys are just crazy. I look at you guys doing this sort of stuff. I think to myself, this is like literally, how do they do it?
I know.
Crazy. Mate, well done. Congratulations. How does it feel accomplishing something like that?
Well, the interesting thing about this is because it was a race, I had to finish within a certain time.
Mm.
And the reason why this race is so competitive and really tough is that you have all these little checkpoints that you have to get to before you get to the finish. And you have to reach each of the checkpoints for a certain time. And if you don't, they kick you out of the race.
Oh, my God. So you could be 100 kilometers in. And then they just go, sorry, mate.
Wow.
You didn't make it. And then you just walk down the hill.
Absolutely. So what happened with me was at the 165-kilometer mark, with about 7 kilometers to go till the finish, they pulled me out.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
I would sue them. That is horrible. You did 165 kilometers in 45 hours, 7 kilometers to go. You don't hit that checkpoint. They say, thanks so much for coming.
That's the rules of the game.
Change the rules.
Like last man standing type thing, I imagine. Like a knockout sort of thing.
How many people started the race?
So about 2,800 runners.
Uh-huh.
And I was one of the last ones to be cut. So there are 1,500 people finished the race.
My gosh.
Wow, that's really brutal.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's
how it is, you know, and we're used to that. And you go into that race knowing that that's that's the reality. And to be honest with you, to put things in perspective, you know, here I am struggling for 2 days trying to finish the race. And the elites of the world and the proper athletes, I mean, just guess when they finish.
How long?
The winner finished the whole thing in 20 hours.
No, they didn't. That's cheating.
172 kilometers in 20 hours. I mean, can I ask you something? When you got pulled out, did you cry? I would have cried.
It was a surreal moment because obviously you work toward like the last 2 years is the only thing I was focused on, and I knew I was trying to finish the race and everything. But when it happened, it's almost like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about ultra running is that it's taught me a lot about myself and the lessons you learn along the way. And I responded really well. And the way I look at it is, especially a lot of the stuff I do, I have an audience of three, which are my kids. So I try to take everything as a lesson. So I turned that situation, which most people would think was a failure, but I've actually turned it into a really nice lesson where you can be like, you know, it may seem like you failed, but if you look at it from a different perspective, it can actually be an opportunity to learn something. So what I said to my kids right after, because they were also very upset and stuff, and I was like, listen, there are rules of the game, right? And you have to respect the rules of the game. And you can apply that to life because you have certain rules in life that you have to follow. And I think that, you know, that resonated with them. And I think that's the way I look at things. Like, you just take, there's no finish line in life.
Yeah, man. That's amazing. I love your attitude. I think it's fantastic. You're Pakistani. You're the only Pakistani to ever enter and the only person in the UAE to actually do this. So firstly, congratulations on that. I don't think you failed at all. There's no way that you failed. You only succeeded doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I think that's unbelievable. Two questions I got for you. Number one, what do you do for a day job? Do you have a job?
Yes, so I've been in the investment management world for the last 20 years. So I started on Wall Street, and now I have my own company where I provide investment and financial solutions to family offices and people and companies. And the great thing is, as part of my running, a lot of, again, the lessons that I learned, I can apply them to my personal life, to my professional life. So,
yeah, so true. And finally, the ZB Foundation. What's the ZB Foundation all about?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. So I obviously run for myself and I run to, you know, expand my horizon and push my boundaries. But a big why for me is I run for this charity that my wife and I started in Pakistan. And it's called the ZB Foundation. And about, it's nearly 10 years now, we lost one of our children to a very rare metabolic disorder. And we had actually adopted her from Pakistan. And what we realized later on was that she never got a heel prick test. And this is a very basic test, like all parents know this. It's automatic in the Western world and developed countries, where when a baby is born, you just take a small heel prick test of the heel, you take the blood sample, and you just run a bunch of tests just to make sure that the baby's okay. But obviously in a place like Pakistan, that's not available. And so that's what we learned. And obviously we learned a very harsh lesson from that. But again, we took that lesson, we turned it into something beautiful. So our charity provides free newborn screening to all the babies born in Pakistan.
Amazing.
He's so cool, man. Well, you're a true champion. You and your wife are doing that as well. Keep doing it. If we want to follow you on Instagram, where do we go?
So my handle is AKNAQ06, AKNAQ06.
All right. Can we change that to, like, you know, the runner or something like that, the ultra runner? Give me another name next time. I love what you're doing. We're going to tag you on all our Instagram stories. So if you want to follow Akbar a little bit more and get to know him a little bit closer and what he's doing with the ZB Foundation as well, feel free to get in contact with our Instagram page and we'll do that connect. Akbar, once again, congratulations. You're an absolute champion. Give me a big round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, mate.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us here Monday morning here on the Chris Fade Show. We learned a lot about each other today. We learned that Rossi would be our getaway driver in a bank robbery.
Correct.
We also learned that your mum knew my voice and I can't prank your mum anymore.
Can't prank my mum.
No chance at all. But listen, we are back tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out today. Your pop quiz, of course. The only station, the only show giving you 10,000 dirhams cash on the line every single morning. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's the plan for today?
I'm going to go have some lunch somewhere with a friend.
Nice.
And I'm going to try to get a gym workout in at the same time. That's my little plan. Anyone else doing anything interesting?
Gym day.
Good on you, Rossi.
Jim?
That's a lie.
He's got a friend called Jim. He's going to go see him.
Okay. Jim, my friend, is coming over from Australia, and we're just going to watch Neighbours together.
There it is. No, again, unusual. I don't know how he even comes up with these sort of things.
No idea.
Have a great day, whatever it is that you are doing. Sheena is up next with all your feel-good hits. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.